First of all, it's great to see them continue the path to increasing the beginning salary for teachers, because it's going to take an increase in our salaries to attract and retain the best and brightest teachers for our students in North Carolina. I think it's a huge disappointment to only offer veteran and experienced teachers a $750 bonus rather than a salary increase, because as you know, they have remained committed over the years to public education and to our students in North Carolina, and I think that they deserve more consideration, better consideration than a $750 salary increase. We are very pleased that teacher assistance will remain funded at the level of last year. I think that it does not take into account that we've grown by 7,000 students throughout the state this year, and so that's going to continue to be a burden to try to make sure that every student is at grading level by grade three when we don't have enough teacher assistance throughout the state to make sure that that's happening.
Many of the veteran teachers have not seen a significant increase in their pay in quite some time. So what do you think the end game is here?
I think that the intent is to discourage teachers from seeking a long-term career in public education in North Carolina in favor of having beginning and new teachers come in and out of our classrooms without ever pursuing it as a career, which I think ultimately only hurts the students in our state, because it takes several years to actually perfect this craft. This is a profession, and you can't just come in and automatically start teaching. We've heard some horror stories about educators who come in this profession through alternative licensure programs and or through an accredited licensure program, and just not as successful as they can be, particularly when we don't have the support in terms of professional development and experienced mentor teachers to help them navigate the process and learn to become an experienced educator. So it's definitely in favor of beginning teachers, and just a total lack of respect and appreciation for what experience teachers bring to this profession.
How do you think this affects morale once it sinks in that the veteran teachers will be receiving a $750 bonus this year, but that's about it?
Well, I think you're going to continue to see high level of frustration amongst veteran educators. You're going to see them considering their options in terms of leaving the state, leaving the profession altogether. You know, it's difficult for a teacher to remain enthusiastic about coming to school every day to teach students and provide a quality education for students when it's difficult to actually be able to afford to care for their own children at home. I mean, teachers are working two and three jobs. It's a nightmare out there for educators who are trying to give their best and their all to the students in their classroom, but recognizing that they have to do the same for their own families and having to divide their time between working during the day for students in our public schools and then also working at night to provide for their family. So there's a high level of frustration. You're going to continue to see teachers leaving the profession, which is, again, part of the end game, in my opinion, that the objective is to discourage our teachers from remaining in the profession, at least experienced teachers anyway.
The budget also includes $17.6 million this fiscal year for the Opportunity Scholarship Program and $24.8 million next fiscal year. The program allows families who qualify to use state-funded vouchers to attend schools of their choice. The NCAE charged the program violated the state constitution, but the state Supreme Court rejected the NCAE challenge. Ellis says he's disappointed the budget includes the increase in funding for vouchers. He says the money should have been spent on K-12 public schools.
It's a shame that so many of our students haven't had textbooks for so many years, and I know that as we attempt to move towards digital technology in our schools, the reality is not all schools have access to that technology, and until then, I think every student deserves to at least have access to an up-to-date textbook in their classes. So I think there are other ways that that money could have been invested that would have benefited all students throughout North Carolina instead of a select few.
Rodney Ellis is president of the North Carolina Association of Educators. Thank you very much.
You're very